If you want a title for my sermonette, the title is, "And They Shall Learn War No More." What about us now? I would like to begin this message by having you all turn in your Bibles to Isaiah 2 and verse 4, where it says that he shall judge between the nations and shall decide disputes for many peoples. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. You see, this means a lot to me because I live in an area of the country near four military bases where war is learned nearly every day of the week. I'm stuck in traffic with those who are on their way to work to learn how to wage war. While driving, I can witness the F-35 jets taking off and landing. I can see the lumbering C-130 aircraft as they make their practice missions, and also the CV-22 tilt-rotor planes that will mostly make you want to keep an eye on how they can stay in the air. And if you're talking to me on the phone, we may have to stop our conversation because of the roar of the engines of the jets as they go overhead. At night, if you're sitting in my house, you can hear the sounds of gunfire, bombs going off, and the machine gun fire that is a constant reminder that soldiers are practicing for war. In this message, I'm not going to be talking about that kind of war, a war with bullets and guns, but I want to bring this topic to a personal level about us. How could we still be learning how to wage war? Or are we beating our swords into plowshares, our personal swords? As we can see every day and night by listening or watching the news, this nation is in a civil war. It is a war of words. This calling it a civil war is not my words, but you can read a lot of opinion writers now that talk about this civil war. One cannot listen to a single newscast without hearing a barrage of words meant to destroy the enemy on the right or on the left. What about us? Are we learning to silence our weapons, the tongue? Are we learning the way of peace in our life, or could we still be learning war? Let me put this passage into modern terms. Have we put down our machine guns, rifles, and handguns in the way we speak and deal with others? Can we still be waging war within our families, on the job, at school? Do we pack heat in our dealings with others? As you already know and we have heard, the Feast of Tabernacles pictures a time of peace, and we're here to picture that time. But we're not there yet. So are we learning the way of peace? Are we living the way of peace each day? Are we living the way of peace on the job, in home, in school, or on social media? In this message, I want to focus on how we should be learning the way of peace now and maybe put a different perspective on this passage of Scripture, as you'll see later. So what are our weapons of war? Our weapons of war can be our tongue, our attitudes, and our actions. It can also involve our pens, or maybe I should say our keyboards. Have we learned to consistently turn the other cheek to those who have wronged us? Or do we still have a tendency to want to retaliate? James 4 and verse 1 through 3, and I'm going to read out of the Holman Christian Standard Bible, where it says, "What is the source of wars and fights among you? Don't they come from the cravings that are at war within you? You murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight in war. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and don't receive because you ask with wrong motives, so that you may spend it on your evil desires. So my first point here is the learning the way of peace begins within the self. We have to have that mentality to want to desire peace and to do what it takes. 1 Peter 2 and verse 23 is talking about Jesus Christ. He says, who, when he was reviled, did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten. Can we say that about ourselves? I hope we all can. We have to learn when to bite our lip, when to take a deep breath, and when to walk away to keep the peace or to create an attitude of peace. The book of Proverbs mentions, a fool utters all his mind, but a wise man keeps it until afterward. How many of you have been around people that fit that bill? And let's hope that we all have learned at this point how to make sure that we're not guilty of the same thing. It seems that on the internet, there's so much now of hate and quick responses to things. Do we wait overnight to send a critical email? Or do we just hit the send button? I know anybody that has, I'm sure that there's been times you wish you would have never sent it. But once it's sent, it's sent. It's just one area. Are our emails ones of peace? Are the things that we post things of peace? The key to peace is found in Ephesians 4, verse 29. Where it says, let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. And down in verse 31, it tells us to put away evil speaking. That's a lot easier said than done in certain circumstances. Our personal learning the way of peace is a very tall order. Romans 12 and verse 16, it says, be of the same mind one to another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion. Repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. Like I said, living the way of peace may include turning the other cheek, stop talking, and walking away at times. Once we have learned that ourselves, then we have to expand that to include our family. Proverbs also says, a fool's lips enter into contention, and his mouth calls for strokes. Are we learning and teaching peace within the family? When we're having a disagreement, do we have a machine gun approach where we throw every bit of ammunition we have at our spouse? Or maybe we have a sniper approach where we will say one thing in a disagreement to kill our mate's case. Or what about those of us that may have the grenade approach where we blow up and let the shrapnel go where it may, not worrying about the consequences? Also in Proverbs, a fool utters all his mind, but a wise man, keeps it till afterwards. You know, this topic is not just for adults. Now I want to speak to the young people here. I grew up in a household where there were four of us children. I know the war games brothers and sisters can play with each other, because I played those games during those ages. The subtle little comments, the things we say to get our siblings to react. Maybe it's the manner we do things just to irritate our sister and brother. The older ones use psychology to get the younger ones into trouble, and the younger ones use physical violence to attack the older. And then there's the ones that start the fight, then disappear, and watch from a safe distance. In our family, we had the instigator, we had the agitator, we had the fighter, and we had the tattletale. So I know I can speak with experience on this. But when in our families, do we take this time as a teaching moment to teach our children the way of peace? You know, this is a sidelight, but it's very important since we're doing a tie-in with the military. This is to the young people and also the young adults. Are you learning war by playing video games? These certain games, there were 14 of them, related that the most violent by PC Magazine, Mortal Kombat, God of War, Call of Duty, and there were a bunch more. And in reading and researching this, the military uses video games like these to help train the soldiers for in the field, to help desensitize them to the violence that they see. So my question for you young people, is this video game teaching me the way of peace? If it is not, then why am I playing it? And then thirdly, the way of peace extends to all we may come into contact with. Once we have it in our being and extended to our family, then it should exude out to all that we come into contact with. My question this, because it seems so apparent on social media, I'd like a show of hands of how many are on either Facebook, Twitter, all the other social media, Instagram, how many of you are on it? So we're probably looking at about 50% of you that are on it. How many times do we cringe when we see one of our friends having posted something? I know I do, and I'm sorry to say I think some people may cringe with things that I have posted in the past. But I think in conjunction with what I'm saying here, do our messages that we post, do they promote peace or do they promote conflict? We're told in the book of James, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. And in Colossians, let your conversation always be full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. These days we keep each year are to remind us of the wonderful world tomorrow and the peace that will come upon all mankind. That peace has to be learned and practiced by each one of us daily. That peace must extend to and be within our families and our church family. And that peace must be practiced with all we may come into contact with. As I close this message, let me leave you with a little exercise. Whenever you see a soldier in uniform, a military vehicle, or a military jet, I want you to think of this part of Scripture, and they will learn war no more. Then I want you to ask yourself this question: have I put down my weapons of war, and am I leading the way to peace? Let us all learn to make peace, not war.